Welcome to the Organic Guy Podcast. I am your host, the Organic Guy, and this is your weekly segment of Organic View, where I take you through some of the biggest headlines in the organic industry and give you an organic perspective, which will hopefully give you a holistic and a better understanding of the whole situation. And remember, this is a weekly segment, so every week I have a very, very interesting topic for us to get to discuss. That's why I want to make sure that you do not miss any episode at all. You can do that, of course, by subscribing and by making sure that you share this particular conversation to people who you might think are actually interested in this kind of conversation. So on this week's topic, really, is one of the best I've heard in a while. Every single week, of course, we have great headlines, but this week's is actually even better, because one of the largest African airlines, and in my opinion, one of the best in terms of the services that it offers, and I say this coming from an humble position, really, considering that my own country's airline is actually also in line here, that is Kenya Airways, you know. But in terms of service, Ethiopian Airlines actually offer very, very good service. If you're to compare even my own country's airlines in terms of service. And in terms from a business perspective also, it's one of those airlines that actually run pretty well. It's one of the few airlines that actually make a profit at all. And I say that, you know, from an humble perspective, because everything that governments tend to charge, they tend to go to waste. But this is actually one of the very few examples of government-run entities actually doing pretty well, considering that the Ethiopian airline is actually 100% owned by the government itself. So it's a very, very impressive feat on what they are able to do over there. But in terms of decisions, it looks like they're actually also making very pretty good decisions, because they have announced that they are going to serve organic-only meals to its passengers. And by just looking by the headlines itself, you can see that there are very good perspective. They are very good winners, clear winners from this announcement as well. And of course, one of the very best and biggest winners from this particular announcement are organic farmers. Organic farmers who have been working hard for years and years, you know, heeding to the organic principles and following the organic standards that are put in place, and making sure that they don't cut corners, making sure that, you know, they're taking care of the soils, they are doing good agricultural practices, they're making sure that they are heeding to the organic practices and also standards that are put in place. So it's a very, very great win for organic farmers in Ethiopia. Very, very good win, of course, for the brand itself as Ethiopian airline brand, and a good win for the customers as well, because, you know, every single time you book a flight with Ethiopian airline, you're guaranteed to at least be served an organic meal on your way home. Very, very, very great win from, you know, when you look at the broader perspective and each every single perspective. And a great win also for the Ethiopian culture itself and the Ethiopian people, showing that they are one of the people that are making progress, leading the way in terms of change and how change is to be done moving forward. So today is today's article comes from Ethiopian Herald, one of the Ethiopian sites, and it was written in February 7th, 2021, by Wendy Magan. And the article itself reads: Ethiopian to serve only organic meals for passengers. All right. In Addis Ababa, Ethiopian Airlines announced that it has finalized its preparation to serve only organic food for passengers starting from February 13th, 2021. In a press conference yesterday, the airline said the measure is helpful to promote indigenous Ethiopian farmers' products that Ethiopian Airlines uses for a board service, while providing all enhanced nutritional, healthy, sensorial quality meals for its passengers. Furthermore, it will play a vital role in promoting the product harvested in Ethiopia with organic farming system, thus increasing the demand in the international market through building the brand organic, grown in Ethiopia. So by that statement alone, you can see the cross-cutting perspective that went into making such a kind of a decision. So first of all, you're seeing that they are promoting products that are harvested in Ethiopia. Very, very good for brand, of course. The increasing demand for international market. Ethiopian Airlines by itself is one of those airlines that has connection to a lot of destination. So by that fact, that they go into so many different destinations, that means that their products can also be shipped into those destinations as well, thus expanding the market of organic farmers. Very, very great win. Also, building the brand of organic grown in Ethiopia, branding by itself. So if you are an organic retailer in the United States and trying to look where can I source different products that are from an organic origin, guess where you're going to go and look for, right? One of the best places that can provide you consistent organic products. Well, what is that country that's providing consistent organic products? One of the best and biggest airlines. That country seems to be Ethiopia. So you're going to go there in the first place. Very, very good branding from, you know, a business perspective as well. Right, let's continue reading. The source disclosed that in collaboration with registered and legal suppliers, the airline's been working to create opportunities for farmers in availing their products to consumers in Europe, United States, the Middle East countries. Hence, the Ethiopian airline has been working in collaboration with Meki Batu Fruit and Vegetable Growers Corporation to source organic agricultural products for its passengers. So it's something that have been in the works for quite a while now, right? At the event, it was noted that the initiative will also enable Ethiopia to unlock the potential of serving organic products, maintaining the nutritional and organoleptic quality of the meals from its modern in-flight catering. It was learned that the meals are made from only organic product in customized manner with international taste. That is fully designed by Ethiopian well-experienced chefs without using pesticides, fertilizers, and other production in process. Well, seems pretty straightforward. It's a decision that, as you can see, probably took a long time. And that tells you something. That tells you that the board actually sat down and looked at, you know, when you're sitting there as a company and trying to look at what options do we have in terms of providing meals to our customers. And, you know, you get an organic option here. You get a conventional option here. You get fake meat, fake products, an option here as well. And you're trying to look at those options. And you're provided with evidence there. And you're trying to look what is the best decision that we can make. And considering the amount of research that goes into this efforts in order to make decisions, organic clearly looks like it won on that race of comparison. So it's very, very interesting to see for them making the final decision to actually go with organic in the first place. So it's not that they chose organic because it's the right thing to do. They actually chose organic because it is the best thing to do in terms of their business model and in terms of their brand as a whole. So most people tend to make decisions to organic based on emotions, but there is a business perspective to organic as well, because in the end, what we want to do, we don't want to make ourselves feel good. We want to make farmers actually be able to support themselves and be able to send their kids to school, be able to make life easier for themselves. So it's kind of this positions that help us move closer to that particular goals of us trying to lift this particular farmers out of poverty and trying to make their lives a little bit better. And the best way we can do that is by businesses stepping up and wanting to help in terms of buying products from those customers. The best way to do that is actually by creating market and by creating demand as consumers by buying those products. And remember, it's a very, very easy economics here. Every single cent that you spend in an organic product, you are sending a signal to organic farmers that their products are actually needed in the market. So guess what? They go and start producing this kind of product for the market. Why? Because we sent a signal to them by buying their product in the supermarket, the retailer, or whatever you buy them from, telling them, hey, we need your products. Once you buy in the supermarket, guess what? The retailer is going to tell the supplier, hey, we need this kind of products more. The supplier sends the same message to the farmers as well, telling them, yeah, your products actually need it, so they can grow the more for the market. Very, very easy economics, but very, very important economics that most people don't tend to understand as well. And just from a policy perspective, considering that the Ethiopian Airlines is actually 100% owned by the government itself, so there is a very good case to be made here in terms of the government of Ethiopia actually looking forward and seeing organic as an option. Right, you can be able to connect those two things, considering that the Ethiopian Airlines is actually 100% owned by the government itself. So there must have been some communication and some discussions in here and trying to see what is the best thing that we can be able to do moving forward. Or maybe the best we can do that is we can pilot it with our airline and see how it does, right? So there's so many ways that you can look at this. But from a policy perspective, very, very interesting. So that means that there are people in the government that are actually open to this particular idea of organic being part of the solution moving forward. So I said this is big, big deal. And I actually made it. And if you look at the top largest airlines in Africa, Ethiopian Airlines tops that particular list. And when you look from, you know, the overall, like even worldwide, Ethiopian is actually the fourth largest airlines by number of countries served. What actually that means? That means that Ethiopian Airlines goes to more places, goes to more countries, more than the Emirates airline goes to, more than Qatar Airways goes to, more than the KLM Airways goes to, more than the American Airlines goes to. So by them serving organic products in to their customers, what that means is that there are people in the processes who are going to eat those products and going back to their countries, right? And they're going to say, you know what? I ate an organic meal today while I was traveling by Ethiopian Airlines. One of those things, one of those memories that you can probably not be able to buy, right? And according to Wikipedia, the Ethiopian Airlines goes up to 81 countries. Okay? 81 countries. It serves up to 81 countries. That is one less than the British Airways that it does. It's only behind Turkish Airlines. It's only behind Air France. It's only behind British Airways. And it's fourth, ladies and gentlemen, it's fourth in terms of how many countries it actually goes to. And from an African perspective, no other airline seems to come even close. Ethiopian Airlines in 2019 carried more than 13 million passengers. All right, that is a rise of 11% compared to the period last year. Very, very impressive. That means 13 million customers, 13 million people will be able to eat organic products in their flights. All right. So if you to ask what is the best possible thing that we can be able to do, probably you could look that as one of the options that you could have moving forward in terms of trying to make organic actually to go mainstream. Very, very, very good from a point of view. So how about we actually look how many meals do Ethiopian Airlines is able to serve to its customers. So as you can see here, the modern and high-tech Ethiopian catering under the expert eye of a production manager, the catering production team of highly trained local international chefs can create for you everything from Ethiopian national dishes to a selection of wild cuisine. We're talking about here Chinese, Indian, autumn, Italian, halal, and many more European dishes, ranges from breads, cakes, desserts, celebratory cakes. We are capable of producing more than 100,000 meals per day. All right. They are able to produce up to 100,000 meals per day. Do you know what that means? That means that organic farmers, we have to be able to produce more. That means that more organic farmers have to be involved in order to produce more products that are able to serve up to 100,000 meals per day. Very, very great boost for the organic market in Ethiopia itself, right? From a total of 25 vehicles and blah, blah, blah. So that means also in the process, a lot of jobs will be created. So you see, there's so many ways to sell organic from just a perspective, not from just a perspective of health itself, but of what it's able to create in terms of employment, of in terms of its what it's able to offer from an economic perspective, where most of the time, from an organic perspective, policy-wise, we don't tend to concentrate. Organic is just more than eating healthy, or although it's very, very important, there is also an economic perspective that is also very, very important, especially to our farmers, to be able to sustain them for the long run. We've been talking about farmers a lot, and if you look at the latest release of statistics from FIBL, from FIBL, and IFOM Organics International, as you can see, Ethiopia is actually third in terms of the number of organic farmers that it has. They have more than 200,000 organic farmers. That's about 7,000 less of Uganda. And India is leading by way, 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 way large extent, which has over 1 million organic farmers. So by itself, you can see they did look at this particular kind of statistic. So how many farmers do we have that can be able to supply this kind of products? And from them, they actually looked and saw that, yes, we do have enough number of organic farmers who can be able to produce and give us this kind of products that will be able to produce 100,000 meals per day. And I have actually a prediction here. And by 2025, we'll be looking at this statistic and we'll be seeing how much an impact that this particular headline had in terms of the number of Ethiopian farmers that increased over time. I'm going to say by 2025, we are going to see organic farmers in Ethiopia double. By 2025, organic farmers in Ethiopia are going to double. There are going to be more than 500,000 organic farmers in Ethiopia by 2025 as a result of this particular move by their international airline to actually start serving organic. And as we saw from the beginning, there are so many other factors to be taken into place, not just serving the food itself. That means that they have opened international markets. Remember, it goes up to over 180 countries. It goes up to 80 countries. So that means that organic products from Ethiopia can be shipped to this kind of different countries at the same time. That means opening that particular market means an interest for more organic farmers for their product to be shipped to this kind of different countries. That means also expanding the local. That means expanding the local market as well, because more farmers means you're going to produce more, means that there will be demand of some sort, an increase of demand of some sort from the local consumers as well. So there is a multifaceted point into this particular headline as well. And as we look forward, we are going to see that particular announcement in the long term. And by 2025, we're going to see a double of organic farmers in Ethiopia, up to 500,000 farmers moving forward. You know what? I can't wait to repeat this particular statement 5 years from now and say, you know what? I actually told you. And thus, moving forward, we have to see more of this initiative rather than looking up to the government to be able to be our savior for that. For that case, I mean, government has its role to play. It's supposed to be a referee. It's supposed to be our check and balance. It's not supposed to be a great player in this particular kind of decisions. And that's why, as private entities, as consumers, we have to be able to build up demand for these kind of products moving forward and be able to show people, you know what, we need these kind of products. We need we want to start eating healthy. We want to be able to take care of our environment. The best way to do that is through organic farming as well. And we have to be able to embrace and support those organizations that come up with this kind of initiative. And the best way to do that is use their service. So, for example, for me moving forward, it's very easy for me to book my flight using Ethiopian Airlines. Why? Because I know I'll be able to have an organic meal while I'm on my flight as well. So such a kind of organization, such a kind of huge organizations coming up and trying to be part of the solution is a very, very good thing. Some people might say, we don't want big corporations starting to come in the organic movement because they dilute. I say no. Why? Because for people to be able to make this kind of solution, that means they have seen something. And even if they might not be perfect, what is the best thing we can be able to do rather than try to counsel them? Put our arms around them and be able to show them, you know, where, in case they are not doing something good, we can be able to put the arms around them and be able to tell them, hey, we think here you can be able to do better using this. All right, this is just condemning them and saying, you know what, you're not doing enough. We have to be able to build arms and look at the people who have similar values. Because for them to be able to embrace organic into the system, that means they have believed on the principles of the organic movement. They have believed that health is important. They have believed that the ecology is important. They have believed on the principle of care and the principle of fairness. So we have to help them to be able to mold these principles into whatever they do moving forward. So ladies and gentlemen, we are definitely going to see more and more of this particular headlines moving forward, because there is no way we are going back into more reductionistics and really a very destructive model of how we do our farming moving forward. So remember, ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot of work to do, and always remember to be organic. So make sure you share this particular kind of conversations with the people that you think are interested, so that we can be able to obviously continue to grow this particular movement moving forward. So till the next time, ladies and gentlemen, remember to be organic. Cheers.